WBA Mobile.
Good evening, Dave. In 0TR.
I'm in 0TR, KB4CBA. I turned my volume up a little bit there. It's difficult to find that volume knob in the dark. I mean, I know where it is, more or less. It's just getting to it. But anyway. I was at our oldest daughter's house and having a birthday party for our youngest daughter. So I'm just now headed back to the house. So she lives in Powdersville, and nice gated subdivision. So, but I got a ways to go.
Hope you had fun. I just come downstairs, just took my shower and got cleaned up, and come down here, and I was looking at medicines for gout. And I think I'll go to urgent care tomorrow if it's still bothering me. But I have to watch what I take. And this one medicine I found, Coclosine, says you should avoid grapefruit and grapefruit juice, and I eat a half a grapefruit every morning. Why is that? Somebody got something against me?
I wasn't going to tell you, but they put that on there just to piss you off. And I told them, I said, this will really piss Tom off. So put that on your warning label. Years ago I knew the reason. I can't remember anymore, but there is a good reason for that to be on there. And I would heed that if I were you. That medicine and grapefruit just don't get along in the same place. So it's best to pay attention to those kind of warnings.
It raises how much there is in your bloodstream or something. Anyways, I'm not supposed to, but I took 2 ibuprofens a while ago, and that's helped a lot. But Bernice has been researching this, so I just come downstairs and thought I'd kick it in there. And then you gotta watch out with side effects of other medicines. It's a pain in the rear. Getting old. So how far are you from home, dude?
Say it again. How far what?
From getting home.
I'm pretty good ways yet. I'm getting ready. I'm on Mills Avenue, and I'm getting ready to cross Augusta. And I'm headed toward downtown. So, seem to be hitting the green lights here. This is great. So I am in just a second here. I'll be crossing Augusta. Yep. Ooh, yellow light. But I made it. So I'm coming into the edge of town, I guess, here. But anyway, is there anything happening on HF tonight?
Even looked. I'm still looking at this stupid mess. And if you read all the side effects, you'd never take anything. So I think I'll go away from that and... I got QRZ up there, and I'll scan it down. Oh, I see FT8, FT8, FT8. And I don't know what Q65B minus 16 dB at 1892 hertz is. Some other... But I heard somebody on here last night with an open mic. And I hope they didn't identify themselves, because their wife sure had a potty mouth.
Well, all right, so I'm on the Church Street Bridge, but Yeah, I haven't even turned my radio on this week. So I don't know what's going on, other than just turning on the 2 meter 440 rig here in the car.
Anything out of the ordinary there, right? Seen Ohio State University's 62nd Farm Science Review. There's one here. I'll see what it is. That looks like Uruguay. Oh, excuse me, Dick, which isn't exceedingly rare. They are on 18-135, so that would be sideband. And I haven't gone up there. There's a Fox Ocean there with a British guy. But if the frequency he's on, it would be FT8. I don't see nothing hardly on CW, Dave.
But that 17-meter frequency, you said it was 18-175?
No, 135. I'll tune it here right quick and see what it, if, you know, you might not even hear it down here. My antenna should tune it. And kind of searching around, though. I don't know. What, yeah, they're tuned it. I hear nothing, Ms. Schultz says.
All nothing. Oh, man, that was the funniest show. I used to love to watch that, and it was that rock, was it Robert Hogan, what was his name, Robert somebody, and he was a real good actor, him and Schultz or Colonel Klink together.
You didn't ever read the story about him, did you, how he wound up?
I think I heard about it. I never read the story, but I honestly don't remember. I just remember he kind of, you know, died young, and always thought he was a good actor.
Good actor, yeah, I agree with you, but they found him in a motel room with, he was making porno movies and stuff, but they found him dead in a motel room. And I don't think it was a classy one either. Such a shame, because he was a great actor. I loved that show.
For CPA. Yeah, it was good. Let's see, that the guy with the British accent, I've seen him in several things after that, and you know, he was a pretty good actor. I don't know if he's still around, but anyway, and in a couple of weeks I'm headed down to Georgia to see one of my cousins, and she is 99 years old and still kicking, and she's back in her hometown where we used to go visit everybody in Villarica, Georgia, which is about 45 minutes west of Atlanta if you go out 20. And So I'm looking forward to seeing her, because, you know, we would get down there once or twice a year, stay a week at a time as kids, and, you know, this is my grandmother's people, and wasn't the Coles, it was the Busby's, and so anyway, don't know what happened to the Coles side of the family. Never visited any, never heard anybody talk about them. It's really kind of a mystery, but anyway.
a mystery. Oh, there's in-laws and there's outlaws. Maybe that's what it was, Dave. Who knows? Well, that's wonderful. 99. Leastwise, if you're in decent health. We'll have to introduce her to Eddie that's on the net every night. Send her to you.
Yeah, I'm coming up to the noisy place here in Whitehampton, on Whitehampton High School. So it's going to be kind of in and out, I guess, here for 2 or 3 miles. But anyway, yeah, and she doesn't look 99. She looks like she's maybe 79, you know, if that. It's really amazing. She's done very well, and her husband just passed away, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. Wallace, he was one of the greatest guys I ever knew, I have to tell you, and I really miss him.
There's some good ones in our lives. Well, Eddie on here is 99 years old and will be turning 100 not too long. And he sounds like a real nice fella, and he's got a great background. And I don't think he got to get that in last year on Veterans Day quite right, but he was a veteran, and at 99 years old, that's just, he's going to be 100. Well, Dave, I don't see anything worth a squat on HF, I suppose. If you were doing FDA, I don't know what it is lately. The sunspots have been way up there. They've fallen some, but they got up over 300 at one time. And now they're back down some, but good Lord, usually the propagation's just incredible. Back in the old days, we could make schedules to talk to people in Micronesia and Australia and New Caledonia and all the exotic islands and that, and you could actually make a schedule with them and talk to them the next day or 2 or 3 days. And then I haven't seen that here in this cycle 25, and it's went a lot higher than what they predicted.
Yeah, I've the times I have turned my radio on, I haven't heard a whole lot. So sideband on any of the bands other than just, you know, some guys in the States here. That was about it. But anyway, I'll never forget. I got so excited. I was talking to a couple of guys on Echo Link when I was at the house in Traverse Rest up there in Northcliff Subdivision, and I didn't have an HF rig then, and I was talking to two guys. They were driving home from work in England, and I was talking to them on the computer. It was really, really kind of cool. I'd never done that before.
I mean, Dave, where was the country at?
In England. That's about all I can tell you.
Gulf Zero. There was a guy that used to come on here on this repeater pretty often. He had a friend down in this area from England, and I talked to a real nice gentleman for quite a while. I sat in the driveway and talked to him. We was coming down the big hill, and he threw his call sign out, and it was a VK, and I knew Victor Kilo was Australia. Gosh, I must have talked to him 15 or 20 minutes here. Really enjoyed it. And I haven't talked to too many long distance on Echolink other than Gus, and he's great. And I'm sure you've talked to him before, too. But he's back in North Carolina now, unless he's gone back to Florida. But at any rate, I got to run up there, and she's got me some bananas and milk, so I'm going to run upstairs and get that. You ought to be getting near home by now. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, probably, at KB4CBA in 0TR. Good night. 73 State.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I should have figured you'd be eating something. Oh, man. But that sounds good. All right, well, keep taking care of Bernice, and we will talk to you later. Yeah, I'm pulling in the subdivision right now, so I'm just about home. 73 is in 0TR, KB4 CBA. 73 is Tom. Bye.